Hello and welcome to London by Guide. My name's Isabel. I'm an award-winning London Blue Badge guide and city guide. And during lockdown, I've started to do some podcasting. I'm hoping that it won't be too long before I can take people on walks again. During lockdown, more people have been walking in their local neighbourhoods, perhaps noticing things for the first time and starting to take an interest in the neighbourhood's history. So this podcast is about a neighbourhood, actually my neighbourhood, where I already lead a walk. History is often revealed in street and road names. Most of the time, we don't even think about them. Though currently, thanks to Black Lives Matter, there's a heightened awareness of who is being commemorated and why. It's not unusual for street names to change. Some are named for national figures, others commemorate local connections. My dream job would be to be paid to research and name streets, revealing aspects of their history. So my home, my neighbourhood, is in SE17, Walworth, which means home of the Britons. The Wall part of the name occurs in other places, notably Cornwall and Wales. The street I live on has had three names that I know of, all for national figures. My paternal grandmother was born in nearby Beresford Street, SE5. It was named for William Beresford, 1st Viscount Beresford, who fought alongside Wellington in the Peninsular War and held the office of Master General of the Ordnance in 1828 when Wellington was Prime Minister. He doesn't seem to have had a local connection, and you won't find Beresford Street in the A to Z today because it was later renamed after John Ruskin, the Sage of Camberwell, as he worshipped at the Beresford Chapel on that street. Later, my great-grandparents and their children moved to Camberwell proper and lived in Brunswick Square, now Brunswick Park. It briefly hit the front pages of national newspapers last year when it was revealed that Boris Johnson was living there in Carrie Simon's flat. Appropriately, as my grandmother's family hailed originally from Germany, the Duke of Brunswick was also German. He bitterly opposed Napoleon's domination of his country and fled to England in 1809, buying half of Belmont House, now Brunswick House, in Vauxhall in 1811. The Duke died in battle shortly before the Battle of Waterloo, and after a somewhat chequered career, which I cover in my Vauxhall walk, his erstwhile home is now owned by LASCO, the London Architectural Salvage and Supply Company. York Street, SE17, which I presume was named for a Duke of York, is now Browning Street, because Robert Browning accompanied his mother to the York Street Chapel. Browning's mother may have been devout, but her son was rebuked by the minister, George Clayton, for fidgeting and inattention. Browning Street became home to the Browning settlement, and above the door of where it was housed is a quotation from Browning's poem Saul: "All's love, all's law." Sutherland Square, also in SE17, was developed in the early Victorian period. The Duke and Duchess of Sutherland were leading society figures, and naming the square after them was a clever marketing ploy to suggest anyone who bought a house there would be similarly celebrated and glamorous. Fielding Street is almost certainly named for Henry Fielding, the novelist and magistrate who founded the Bow Street Runners, precursors of London's first police force. But fancifully, I like to think it has a cricketing connection. Walworth's most popular pub is the Beehive. In the past, it's been known as the Beehive and Cricketers. In 1779, the landlord of the Beehive was a Mr. Keane, who's remembered by Keane's Row. He built Walworth House, a large residence now demolished, but where today you'll find the old police station in Carter Place. Dr. Carter bought the house and sold some of Keane's lands for development. The new landlord of the Beehive was Henry Groom, the tulip man, who'd taken over James Maddock's flower nursery, where Sutherland Square now stands. Opposite the Beehive is Carter Street, which leads into Lorimer Square. But back in the day, Carter Street was home to the Montpellier Tea Gardens, which were surrounded by an area of open ground known as Lorimer or Latimer. Visitors would come to the gardens to enjoy the flowers and to take tea at sixpence a head. There was a maze and a cold bath housed in a shed. The Newington Volunteers, a sort of dad's army of local men recruited in case Napoleon should succeed in invading, drilled in the gardens, wearing bright uniforms. There was also sporting activity. In August 1796, a cricket match was organised by two noble lords who selected their teams from pensioners at Greenwich Hospital. One team comprised 11 one-legged men, the other 11 one-armed men. At the time, there was a lot of gambling involved in cricket matches, and the winning team, the one-armed men with 103 runs, earned its selector 1,000 guineas. No doubt there were others who also lost or made money betting on the outcome of the match. The grounds were home to the Montpellier Cricket Club. This was a team that had previously played on Kennington Common and now took its name from the gardens. In 1844, the gardens were successfully targeted by hungry developers, marking the increasing urbanisation of Walworth. So the MCC needed new grounds. The club treasurer heard of some land in nearby Kennington leased from the Duchy of Cornwall. The Duchy had refused permission to the leaseholders to build on the land, and they were looking for other money-making ideas more profitable than the dairy farming and market gardening it was being used for at the time. A deal was struck in March 1845. 10,000 turfs were brought from Tooting Common, and the first match played at these new grounds, the Oval, 2 months later. In August, 100 representatives of clubs from across Surrey met for a dinner at the Horns Tavern. At the Montpellier Cricket Club's suggestion, it was decided to make an all-Surrey club. The club was inaugurated in October 1845 as the Surrey County Cricket Club, and its home is still at the Kennington Oval. Stay safe. Keep well.